From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Syrian army has announced a new campaign Thursday to retake rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo, crushing hopes of reestablishing a ceasefire and getting aid to civilians already ravaged by the five-year-long civil war. Jens Laerke is spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
There is an acute and immediate need for adherence to international humanitarian law, which stipulates that civilians in armed conflict must be protected from the effects of war.
Meanwhile, the International Syria Support Group met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York Thursday. The meeting ended without an agreement. A UN mediator described it as long, painful, difficult, and disappointing. Issues confronting the Middle East dominated Thursday's UN General Assembly. Margaret Bashir has more.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned that Israel's continued settlement expansion is jeopardizing any chance of a two-state solution.
Settlements are illegal in every aspect and any manifestation. We will therefore continue to exert all efforts for the adoption of a Security Council resolution on the settlements.
But Israel's leader was defiant.
We will not accept any attempt by the UN to dictate terms to Israel.
Meanwhile, Iraq's leader said his government is making progress in its battle with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. A major offensive to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the terrorists is expected in the coming months.
Margaret Bashir at the UN. This is VOA.
We know that we will win. We know that we will win.
A third night of demonstrations after the shooting of an African-American man by a police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, was largely peaceful. Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew, marching without incident in the early hours of Friday morning. Authorities said they had no plans to enforce the curfew so long as the protests remained peaceful. Television video showed some protesters even shaking hands with smiling National Guard personnel in the early mornings. VOA's Aisha Sarai was there.
We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
Thursday night, large crowds marched through the city. While tear gas was used in at least one location, such incidents were rare. Officials in Thailand say three policemen were killed and two wounded in a bomb and gun attack Friday in the southern province of Yala, where Muslim separatists have been waging an insurgency against the state. Just over a month ago, bombings in three of Thailand's main tourist towns killed four people and wounded dozens more, raising fears that insurgents were expanding their fight. Japan's Shinzo Abe arrived in Cuba Thursday for the first such visit to the country by a Japanese prime minister. Trade ministers from Cuba and Japan on Thursday signed an agreement to reorganize Cuban debt to Japan. Abe met with President Raul Castro during a visit that comes after Washington restored ties with the communist island last year. A Chinese court on Thursday sentenced prominent civil rights lawyer Xia Lin to 12 years in prison on fraud charges, in what many human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients, including dissident artist Ai Weiwei, who challenges the government. Xia is the latest of several rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping, who has justified the crackdown on civil society as part of a broader campaign to boost security. U.S. President Barack Obama will veto legislation on Friday that would allow survivors and relatives of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 attacks in the U.S. to sue Saudi Arabia's government for damages. Congress is expected to try to override the president's veto, which would require votes by two-thirds of lawmakers. Obama said the legislation would expose Americans overseas to legal risks. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.